You're listening to Women Aloud with Mo Gaffney. Shauna's on vacation.
Billy's so far away, Billy. I wonder if he still loves me.
Okay. That was cute for like the first four times you did it. It's getting less cute every time, okay? Cute idea, though. See, now you throws me off because she's not here. And to hear her voice, I feel like I'm having a flashback. And that's a bad idea. We're talking with Heather Melser, who is a certified feng shui consultant. I said that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
About elements. The elements in the home, the five elements. And how they... how do they work together?
Well, we have what's called a creative cycle and a destructive cycle, mm-hmm. are the two main things. And each of the elements create one another. Like fire creates earth. Earth creates metal. Metal creates water. Water creates wood. And wood creates fire. And if you think about it, just... You know, the simplest one to kind of visualize is, you know, if you add more kindling to a fire, it burns brighter.
Wood makes fire.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so the elements kind of work together. But
does fire make metal?
No, fire creates earth.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear.
No, fire actually destroys metal. If you think about, you know, if you put metal into a fire, it melts.
It melts.
Yeah.
So
you can use the elements creatively. Like, for example, if there was too much water in an environment,
mm-hmm.
there are specific elements that you could add to kind of balance it out.
So for water, what kills water?
Earth is actually what kills water. Because if you think about like a dam
mud.
Or...
You get mud. Yeah,
well, think about like kind of a natural dam kind of building up that will divert the flow of water.
Oh, right. Okay. It's all beginning to make sense to me now.
It's all beginning to make
sense. There's a certain way. So if you have, let's say you do have that... that room we spoke about, I'm going to call it a den.
Okay.
With the wood floors and
wood
walls and furniture.
Paneling and furniture. Mm-hmm. Wood, you'd want to add some metal.
You'd kill it with metal.
A little bit of metal, yeah. Because think about like an axe chopping wood.
All right. It all makes sense.
Yeah, there's some visuals.
When Heather talks about it. Yeah.
It's not so as complicated as you might think. You know.
Now, during the break, Jason had a question for you.
A
couple of questions. He's just full of questions over there. Jason?
I think the first was about the candle. You know,
oh,
if you
right.
have candles in your environment, do they actually have to be lit?
Do you have to light them?
No.
Yeah. No.
No.
Oh, that's good.
Same with a fireplace. You might have a fireplace in a particular room, and mm-hmm. that's, you know, symbolic of the fire element.
So if you have a fireplace and a wood floor, you're working it.
There you go.
The wood is being fed into the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you want metal. And then I have, of course, the metal fireplace tongs.
Exactly.
And then what else do I need? Water.
A little touch of water.
Which
could be
a little
picture of, you know, a lake of,
or
a fountain, mm-hmm, or fish, or ocean-themed,
okay.
anything.
My dog has peed in that room before.
I don't know if that's a technical water element, but...
Sorry, that was rude of me to say, but I apologize. I was just trying to think of when there's been water in that room. I'll have to look into that.
Okay. Well, and when you go home today, you know, kind of take a
I'm
look
be
around.
I'm going to be more aware of...
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, you have a website... Mm-hmm. And it is harmonyinmotion.com. Is
yes.
any of this on your website? Talking
some
about
of the basics.
Harmony? Yeah. Okay, good. What was the other question you had, Jason, about the elements?
I don't remember the other question.
It was the...
Thanks a lot.
He wanted to clarify the difference between wood and earth. The wood element and the earth element.
Because wood comes out of earth.
Wood comes out of earth. But wood is... think about trees and plants. Like, think about, you know, a tree trunk.
Right.
Being solid wood. And the earth element is, again, think about the mountain or stone or rocks.
Okay. Yeah, they're different, Jason. Duh.
Well, it takes a little while to, you know, be able to get them and know them off the top of your head.
So do you think all five elements need to be represented in every room?
A little bit of each, yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, let's say in your bedroom, what element, do you want to have one more of one element than another? Or do you still want some sort of perfect balance?
Well, that's kind of a twofold question. One, you do want a balance of all of them. But when we start talking about the physical home, you know, we can map that out in terms of what we were briefly talking about last time, that Bagua map, meaning there are different areas in our home that mean different areas of our life.
Let's say sex in the bedroom. Let's say that's what we want to get more of.
Okay, so
More fire,
but mm-hmm. you would specifically, like we said last time, the back right corner of the bedroom has to do with relationships.
I'm trying to think, what's in my back right corner? As
you walk in your door to the bedroom.
The back right corner, I have got a wicker chair.
Just a wicker chair.
Just a wicker chair.
Well, you could add some
It's a very colorful wicker chair.
Okay, you could add some red throw pillows, but if you wanted to add a little more passion, you could put some, you know, red of something or some candles in that back right corner of
There's
the bedroom.
There's red in the chair.
Okay.
This is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Jason apparently has a computer in his back right corner.
Okay. So
what
a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. Yeah, well, is that what I mean?
Well, he's he probably spends a lot of time at work. Do you spend a lot of time at work?
Yes.
Yes.
Jason, so move that out of the back right corner away.
And that's where feng shui is very personal for each individual because it depends what you want in your life.
Do you want work in your life, Jason?
No.
All right, we're going to have to move that computer. Steven, what's in your back right corner?
Of your bedroom.
Of your bedroom. And then I want to hear from you, little Melissa Walker, the blind songbird.
Record shelf.
A record shelf.
Okay. You're very passionate about music, I'd say.
Are
right?
you? Yeah. He's a music guy. But what is that going to do for his love life? He'll have to sing to every girl?
Well, maybe pick out a few, you know, albums that have some good love songs on them and, you know, kind of display them over there.
How about that? All right. Let's do it. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. And then I think we're getting a little note from little Melissa Walker, the blind songbird. And she, what does she have in her corner? Melissa, have you told me? Her bed.
Oh, her bed. Okay.
That'll do.
Is it up against the wall or is it kind of, you know, got one on both sides?
I don't know. Up against the wall. I don't like the sound of that. Heather.
See, you're already picking it up, you know, some good feng shui techniques.
Okay. So you might want passion in your bedroom. Then again, what if you want, not everybody wants that.
Exactly.
So what if you want a restfulness?
You might want to add a little bit of water element, you know, a little bit of kind of the blues
the
and
rocking.
Stuff like that. Yeah, just not too much, but just a little
bit.
Oh,
a little of the little extra, not a ton extra.
Not a ton extra.
A little extra of the water element. Mm-hmm. How about that? Is blue make you go to sleep?
It's a calming color. It's a very
Great.
Calming color. Good for bedrooms. Blues and greens. Pretty good.
Okay, so now I'm going to think. I'm thinking about the office because a lot of people spend every day in the office.
Yes.
Whether at home or at work.
And when we talk about that back right corner being about relationships, mm-hmm. it's both romantic relationships and business relationships.
Really?
So you do want to take a look at your offices and see what is in the back right corners.
Right now. How about nothing?
We have two pictures of
Of dogs, Wiley and Truman.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hi.
But you might want to put a picture there.
Of us. Of the group.
Of the whole group.
Yeah.
So that you're kind of working well together.
We're going to do that. Oh, so think about that, those who are working in offices. In your back right corner, put a picture of the unified group and maybe you'll be unified.
Exactly.
This couldn't hurt, bottom line, and it could help. Why not do it?
Exactly.
We're talking to Heather Melser, who is a certified feng shui consultant, about how to bring harmony or passion into your life. This is Women Aloud.
Saw the motorcycle parked in the den, said this is gonna be painful. Oh, my feng shui mama's gonna make a new man out of me. My feng shui mama's gonna help me hang on to my chi.